This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live, and you've joined us for the live Sunday edition of the program. With you in the studio, you've got Ian
and Mark.
And don't forget, you can join us toll free. You can bring up anything. We've got a variety of topics on deck here with your calls. The toll free number 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've already discussed topless freedom, and if we get the chance, we'll come back and tell you more about the court decision that it dropped the charges against the Free the Nipple activists, but it didn't exactly do it in a nice way. So I'll tell you about that here in a moment. We're going to the phones and to the fun. Also, we'll go to Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. But Dave in New Hampshire is on the line here first, and he called very we took his call at the end of the last hour, and he wanted to talk about John Connell, who I have very fond memories of. He's an activist who moved here to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, as one of the first movers here, like, I don't know, as far back as 2003 or something, or maybe 04. He was very, very early mover, and he died, sadly, within the last month in a fire in his church, the Peaceful Assembly Church in Grafton. He was the first Free Stater to found a church here, and it was a major inspiration to me in the founding of the Shire Free Church. It was basically almost completely modeled after John's church in a lot of ways. Anyway, Dave, what did you want to say about him? Go ahead.
Well, you know, even if this was just an accident, it still gets filed under, no good deed goes unpunished. Not necessarily the fire doesn't necessarily get filed there, but what the overall, the stuff that had been happening to John over the last 3 years. And I've often found it difficult to kind of sort through all of what was going on, and I still don't understand it all, but the short story is that he bought this church that the town couldn't, pretty much couldn't sell to anyone.
He bought it from the town?
Well, I shouldn't say from the town, but the town would have wound up with it, I think, if he hadn't bought it, or it would have wound up. It was just people were having trouble selling it. Does that make
sense?
Yeah,
okay.
And now the town may end up with it.
It's my understanding the current board, by the way, just to let our listeners know, he ended up deciding to not pay taxes. Of course, he's a church, so he shouldn't have to. The town came after him for that. They said, well, we don't think you're a church. Even though this is an actual church steeple building that has weekly services in it, you know, it meets clear definitions of church by even the most ridiculous standards, and they still wouldn't give him the tax exemption, and this was all the way back to 2011.
Basically, they just didn't like him because he was a free stater,
an activist.
And enough people in, Grafton have heard about Free Staters that they just didn't like him. This really came down to a political issue.
It's the same thing that we're facing with the Shire Free Church as well. Even though we don't have a steeple building, again, the definition of church should not have to include that. Nonetheless, they would not approve his definition of it, or they would not approve that he was a church. And so he never paid those taxes, and it's amounted to thousands of dollars. And now the town had sent a notice in early January saying that they were going to steal the church from him through a tax sale or tax deeding process, which is how the town steals property in most places. And then all of a sudden there's this mysterious fire that happened.
So the key thing here is this church was built in 1798. So this was, he was preserving a historical relic. He was doing that thing that the authorities are always trying to tax you so they can do it. And saving the town some trouble, and then the town just did this to him, and I don't want that to be forgotten, and it never got enough attention while it was happening. I'm guilty of not giving it enough attention, mainly because I didn't understand everything that was going on, and I still don't.
The boys from Cop Block did a good job. They Liberty on Tour made an excellent interview with John back in 2011 about that whole situation, and I actually reposted that interview on the Free Keen site at freekeen.com. So if you search for John Connell, C-O-N-N-E-L-L, that should be one of the first stories that comes up. That'll give you, I think, a good overview in John's own words of what was happening and what his motivations and his thoughts were.
One thing that was kind of neat that he did, just anecdotally speaking, is I had posted a video a long time ago suggesting, you know, we need like a monument to all the victims of the government in New Hampshire, all the different people that have suffered at their hands.
It'd be a big monument.
Right after he built the church, he built that monument, basically.
Oh, really? Cool. I've never actually been there.
I'm sure it's still there. I'm sure the fire didn't affect it. I should say the fire shouldn't have affected it. Like, it's conceivable that it's not there anymore, but I was there the last time I was in the area, which would have been 2012.
So you were just calling in to kind of bring some attention to his story? Was that the purpose?
Yeah, I just feel like it's either hush-hush or being forgotten or just not enough. But it's the same problem that existed while he was running the church and having the problem. There was just never enough attention paid for it. It wasn't necessarily...
I mean, to some extent, that's the fault of the activist community in Grafton. And they aren't good at publicizing the things that go on there. There was once upon a time a website called Free Grafton. It no longer exists. The creator of that website has moved out of New Hampshire, unfortunately, as some people have done. And so really it's just a matter of the activists across New Hampshire need to get better at creating media, reporting on the things going on in their area. I mean, freekeen.com has been sort of the go-to source for this. It wasn't the original vision for the site. Originally, the vision was that it would report on Keene area activism, but because the rest of the state was doing such a poor job, with an exception of you, Dave, you are doing an awesome job, but the rest of the state just doesn't do a very good job of publicizing the things that are going on. So I tried to bring on activists from Manchester and the Seacoast to try to report on some of the things that are happening. And even still, we need more. We need more websites to focus on specific areas. And maybe we'll start to see that when we have thousands more people moving in here as part of the Free State Project. But it's a shame that we don't have it now, because I think if there was one person in Grafton who would actually blog about what happens in Grafton, that would probably excite more people to move there, because I know there are some cool things that happen there. I hear about them every now and then.
Well, you know, we don't have to be afraid of broadcasting our bad news, because a lot of it's going to be bad, you know, over the years, because the initial design of the project was sufficiently genius that even bad news, it's bad that it happens, but the fact that people are talking about things that are happening here does help the movement move forward. So if something bad happens, we should be talking about it. Try to prevent as many bad things as we can.
I'd like to point out that when the fire happened, I was one of the first to report on it at freekeen.com. And I believe we did discuss it here on Free Talk Live. But at the very least, he got quite a bit of attention over at Freekeen, and there was sort of a retrospective and, you know, my thoughts and appreciation for John. So I know that was shared quite a bit. I don't think it was forgotten. I don't think it was brushed under the rug at all. There were a lot of shares to that particular story, and a lot of people were posting on social media, reposting that story and posting photos and posting their thoughts about him.
Because this is a suicide and suicide...
Whoa, that has not been determined.
It hasn't been determined, but it's likely,
the case. Whoa, let me give you some more information, because
okay,
you probably don't
more
know.
Information.
I had speculated that it could have been a suicide, because it's one of three things. It's either an accident, a suicide, or a murder.
It's one of those three
things. And it seemed like it could be a suicide because he did have photos of the monks self-immolating on his personal Facebook page.
And he had just
bought
some gasoline.
Allegedly, I don't know if that's true.
All right.
That's a rumor, Mark, and I don't think that is verified in any way, shape, or form. That is hearsay. But there is a man, Tony Jankowski, who's, I believe, a Free Stater, who actually went over to Grafton with his camera, and he went inside the burned church, and he was able to find the area where the corpse had been. He was able to identify that. It is his belief, based on the location of the corpse, that this was not a suicide, but that's, you know, his opinion as an amateur photographer.
Well, it's not an accident.
Professional
photographer. He didn't fall on some gasoline and get burned up.
Well, it could be an accident, because he slept in quarters in the church, and if he was sleeping during the fire, then it very well could have been. He said said it looked like he was trying to crawl to the door rather than it was a suicide. Now, that was his impression as a professional photographer. The official fire marshal's report, to my knowledge, has yet to be released. And then once that's released, we might have a better idea as to what might have caused the fire and whether or not it was actually a suicide. The gasoline claims are nothing more than a rumor, as far as I can tell. And so it should be taken with a big grain of salt. Dave Ridley, thanks for your call tonight. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733, and you can bring up what you want. It's Free Talk.
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to saveitpurse.com and open an account. Do this right now. Don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to saveitpurse.com right now, get signed up, and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 15 to 25% off of everything at Amazon through saveitpurse.com. It's saveitpurse.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you are invited to join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, live Sunday edition continuing. It's Ian here.
And Mark.
Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm, and you can bring up anything that you want. I also want to let you know about how to save big time at Amazon. 20, 30, 40, 50% off. No kidding. You can really do it. I've done it multiple times. I've saved over $850 in a year's time by buying things through SaveItPurse.com because I'm using Bitcoin. That's the key. That's what you need to do to save these big percentages off of your prices at Amazon. It's an amazing process. It's very simple, and it works it works exquisitely well. I'm a huge fan of SaveItPurse.com, and if you go in through that link, Free Talk Live will get a very small portion of your future purchases. Again, you've got to use Bitcoin. This, in my opinion, is reason number one that the average person should get Bitcoin, because the average person isn't getting Bitcoin, this decentralized, amazing currency that's, you know, not created by a government or a bank, this decentralized currency. The average person isn't going to be motivated by the fact that Bitcoin could help destroy the state someday, or that Bitcoin's decentralization is what its true power is. You know, all of these sort of highfalutin ideas aren't so important. 20% off Amazon, that's important to people.
That's a good idea. Yeah, and that works.
And you can go to SaveItPurse.com to get started. Let's go to the phones, actually to the Skype, where Trey is on the line, and Trey is in Shreveport, Louisiana. Go ahead, Trey.
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering if y'all
Are you talking into your microphone, Trey? Because it is not sounding as good as it was when I screened your call earlier.
Any better?
Much better. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I was calling about Pete Santilli. I read an article
Pete
yesterday.
Pete Santilli. Who is Pete Santilli for our listeners who don't know?
He was a radio personality, I guess, on the web, keeping people informed about that Oregon standoff up yonder.
Yeah, he was one of the guys that actually ended up getting indicted, apparently. They arrested him in the series of arrests, as our listeners may recall, like a week or two ago. There were several arrests that happened. There were some people that were stopped on the side of the road. One man was shot to death. Pete Santilli wasn't with that group. He went to the hospital afterwards to see what was going on, and that's where the police picked him up and charged him with the same conspiracy to impede a federal officer charge that they've charged everyone else with. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. They was thinking about letting him out of jail on Thursday, but they decided to keep him because of his views on the government on all his shows he had done on his podcast.
Mm.
And I was just, you know, I posted this on the Amplifier's Facebook page yesterday, and I was worrying about, you know, you and your host.
I appreciate the thoughts, but you know what? I don't recommend anyone spend time worrying. I think it's a particularly useless thing to do. And in point
how about
fact,
the idea popped into his mind rather than get parsing terms on worry? Because I know you hate.
No, I think it's important to talk about worry. I think a lot of people worry. And it's whatever it is they're worrying about, whether it's their loved ones, their favorite radio hosts, or whatever it is that they're worrying about, their own future. There's no point in worrying because it doesn't change what's going to happen. It will only freak you out. There's no reason. You're going over in your mind possibilities of what could happen in the future, and many of those possibilities are unlikely. They are improbable, but nonetheless, your mind will focus on them as though they are more probable than they actually are, and it's not healthy to put yourself into that place. If I wanted to, I could worry myself sick about all of the terrible things that could happen to me because I advocate for freedom, whether it's the government trumping me up on some false charges to put me in prison or some assassin murdering me or whatever. You know, those are some of the worst things that could possibly happen. What you have to understand is that when you're going to put yourself out there as an activist or as a talk show host or whatever, if you're putting yourself out, your opinions out there in public, you have to accept the fact that something could happen to you someday. But then again, something could happen to you anyway. You know, even if you aren't putting yourself out there publicly, someone could come after you from the government. And so there's really no point in worrying. It's just making you sick. It makes you uncomfortable. And I say put those thoughts out of your mind and think happy thoughts.
It makes a lot of sense.
Was there anything else you wanted to share tonight, Trey?
Just that I support Freedom Nipple. I don't mind that at all.
All right, brother. Thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing
Thank
from you. Toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. See, I think that's the norm. I think most people don't actually mind, and it's just the prudes are more loud about it. The prudes are the ones calling the police. This is coming back to the issue of Free the Nipple, which we can continue to discuss, but more of your calls and thoughts come first. Let's go to Brian on the line in California, also on via Skype. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey guys, I heard you mention private property. I was wondering if you could walk me through how private property works in ANCAP stand.
Now you don't believe in private property, is that correct?
No, I do believe in private property. Again, I'm a free market anarchist, but I don't have the same mechanism to determine what's property in this society.
Well, I think
obviously you guys think homesteading is a legitimate way to allocate property, right?
Well, so you like to talk about homesteading. That doesn't happen much anymore, right?
No, I'm talking about in the theoretical free market.
So in a theoretical free market, I believe the idea is that somebody runs across a piece of land that is unoccupied and unowned by some people, and then begins to work that land and use that land, and then the things that they can get from that land, they can improve upon, because it's hard to sell trees in the ground or whatever, but you can sell lumber. So they improve that on that stuff in the land. They work the land, and then they sell the things that they got from the land in order to get food and luxury items and a bunch of other stuff, and those are the things they own. Is that where you want me to go? Is that the primrose path that you're looking for?
That was more specific than I thought you would talk. You see problems with that, right?
What problems? Do I see problems with sort of original allocation of property? I think that original allocations of property in both the theoretical and very much the real world sense have lots of problems.
No, but this one in particular has some big holes. Right?
All right, go ahead.
It's poorly defined, number one, right?
Yeah, so it's poorly defined. Like, how many acres does a person, how many hectares does a person get in order to homestead? Can one person homestead 10 hectares, but another person can homestead 1,000 hectares, right?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Something like that, yeah. So if you utilize a piece of land, where does that land begin and end?
Sure. Where you put the fence, I would guess.
Okay. So it's dependent upon some ability here, not a right, right?
Well, the ability to defend it. I think that to some extent that rights are dependent on ability. Sure, I get the idea.
No, it doesn't make any sense without it.
Okay.
Who's gonna? So, if you were to build a fence and there's some interlopers that just went right through it, right? Who's gonna help him defend that land?
Well, the fence doesn't necessarily. I don't know if I agree with Mark. The fence doesn't necessarily demarcate homesteading. It demarcates somebody putting some posts in the ground. But has anything else been done with the property besides that? I mean, the classic example is if you get to the moon first and you sink the flag into the ground.
Do you own
the entire whole moon?
Or just 10 hectares around the flag?
Right.
Exactly.
Or do you only own the idea of homesteading? My understanding of it is that. And stand by, Brian, if you want to continue the discussion. My understanding of homesteading. And by no means am I an expert, is that you have to utilize the land for something. So the garden that you plant, or the pigs where they're doing their digging that you own, or whatever, that would be the land.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Greetings, phenomenal ones. This is Dr. Jeremiah C. Hackley of Phenomenal Center. I want to invite you to the Phenomenal Health and Healing Conference in the city of Knoxville, February the 7th and the 8th. We have coming Dr. Joel Wallach. He is a two-time Nobel Prize nominee, the Humanitarian Award winner for natural medicine, featured at the United Nations, and has 75 peer-reviewed published in health journals. Dr. Wallach has an answer for you. Call us right now. We only have 100 seats. 865-851-7269. Health is not a matter of chance, but it is a matter of choice. Call us right now. 865-851-7269.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us on this, our live Sunday edition. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by FreeKeen.com, the 150-plus reasons to move to Keene. You've heard about the 101 reasons to move to New Hampshire as a Liberty lover. Well, there's a bunch of great reasons that Keene should be one of the considered destinations. Maybe it's not right for you. Maybe you'll find a job somewhere else, because it's certainly not the biggest city in New Hampshire. And I think you should go wherever it is that's right for you. But if you're considering a move to New Hampshire, you should consider Keene, because there's a lot of cool activism that's happened here over the years, and some good folks. And you can see 150-plus reasons to make the move here, including endorsements from people like Penn Jillette. Go to move.freekeen.com. That's move.freekeen.com. As we go to, let's go back to Brian. He is still on the line with us here via Skype, having an interesting conversation about property rights, specifically the idea of homesteading. And I think that there are a lot of disagreements among people on what exactly it means to homestead. Is it just sinking a flag into a ground? Is it just building a fence? Or do you have to till the land? Do you have to do a little bit more than just throwing a fence up there to claim property as homesteaded?
There's some pretty big ranches out west. So to some extent, does the soil and the climate dictate how much land you need to say, say you've got 1,000 cows. Can you homestead enough acreage for 1,000 cows in the the Great Plains? Might be different than it would be out in West Texas. So it's an interesting question in that way.
So Brian, what did you have to say? Go ahead.
Yeah, so just as you say, I think it's a stupid way to allocate property in a free market.
What's a better way?
But when has it been done recently?
First, let me just say you've actually already told its weaknesses. It's poorly defined, right? So
yep.
as far as the boundaries of the land, where does it begin and end, right? If you put your member in a hole in the ground.
So what's a better way? I think we've determined that there are flaws with homesteading.
Yes. So I just want to.
What do you propose?
Bring out all the flaws. So and you mentioned the second one, which is utilize, right? What's the minimum standard of utilizing? As you said, you stick a flag in the ground. It doesn't make any sense. But now, if you analyze it within a profit motive in terms of what I call the meta self, right? And I don't need to get into that now. But profit's the ultimate indicator of morality here. So it always makes sense, right? You can drop rights analysis, you can drop homesteading altogether and analyze it from profit, because without ability to enforce a quote-unquote entitlement to land, right, it means nothing. And in order for it to be defend...
I'm confused. Before you go on, what do you mean that profit defines the property? I don't understand what you're getting at.
Profit is the best indication of what should be someone else's property, right? So,
I don't know if that's right. That's what you're saying, but
it's a necessary consequence because, okay, let's say there's, it's the only thing sustainable, right?
Are you saying nonprofit organizations can't own property?
Nonprofit organizations are usually in the context of the government, right? With corporations,
uh-huh.
Right? And they just claim nonprofit and pay off their employees at a higher rate. I don't want to discuss that. That's
but what does it mean when it comes to when you're saying profit? What do you mean by that? When it comes to the idea of property, normally
positive claim here. You got to back it up. Explain to me what you mean when you say that property defines sort of the practicality here.
What I mean by profit is the cumulative cost and benefit analysis for society, right? So
I don't know what that means.
Everyone's interest, right?
You're saying that someone outside of the property has to determine whether or not it's good for society for someone to own that property?
Not necessarily. Both the property owner and everyone who trades with him or anyone who's related to him, anyone who has an interest in him owning that land. And so you can see here... that land will tend to those who best utilize it best when you use this method of distribution of property. And it's the natural way, because it makes no sense for someone to help defend someone else's land with your quote-unquote rights, right? If there's enforcement of these rights other than goodwill, it makes no sense for a rational person to expend resources to help him defend that land. So what I'm saying is the cumulative interest of all society, including his, the property owners, must be greater than the cost to defend that land in order for it to be his property. And this is what really determines property in a free market, not homesteading, which is arbitrary.
So you're saying that, I'm sorry, I'm just trying to put this in words that I can understand, so please bear with me here. You're saying that if somebody owns a piece of land and most people in society agree with the purpose that they're using that land for, then that's okay. But if not everyone agrees or not enough people agree, then it can be overrun because no one would defend it for him.
Instead of abstract phrasing like that, maybe we should go through a little walk.
Let's take a park. There's a beautiful park here called Ashuelet Park in Keene, New Hampshire.
And just to simplify it, it's just us three in the park, right? Now, what determines? Ultimately, it's ability that determines. Now, I'm not saying that's right necessarily.
Who determines what?
Property, right? Obviously, in a three-man world.
Well, in our current world, some arbitrary definition has been made, and there's a file on file at a government office that determines the property.
Which seems to be effective, and it works.
In any situation, it's always ability that determines property, isn't it?
Defend the property, perhaps.
Yes, exactly. Even in a status analysis, it's government that somewhat subsidizes people's property, right? And that way the free market doesn't actually show my system where profit actually...
Profit factor into a park, a public park that people can go and walk around in? It's open to the public.
We're talking about like a free market analysis. Say public,
there would be parks in a free market because people like parks, but not everyone would charge.
Parks?
Not actually a group of volunteers as well as a few.
Interest in these people of these people, right? The satisfaction they get from utilizing it as this land as a park, right?
So you're talking about like psychic profit as well, just the satisfaction from taking.
No, I. I don't think value is subjective, so I don't care what people think.
How do you assess a piece of park, a public park, as a profitable enterprise if no one's making money off of it?
Wait, how does this go?
You do understand that some people do things out of charity and not for the desire of profit, correct?
Oh, okay. So this is your psychic benefit thing, right?
This is a real park that land has really been donated, and people really do volunteer their time to take care of it.
I think that's whatever it is you're arguing for here, and I find it very confusing, and I would say you'd have to get better at explaining this, because we've been trying to extract it from you here for
a good amount of the segment here,
and it's been very difficult to understand. It sounds like you're insisting that profit has to be involved in order for someone to own something, and I'm trying to tell you that that's not necessarily the case.
If you start from the observation that property is ultimately determined in any context, whether it be a state society or free society, by ability, someone's ability to uphold that, then it makes the only way it makes sense is if it's profitable, because it won't be sustainable in the long run if it isn't. It'll eat you alive.
Okay, I disagree. Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Some people are willing to sustain things because they love it, because they appreciate it, and for them, it's okay to subsidize its existence because it matters to them.
Well, so I'd have to hear. I think there may be something to his theory that I like, but I'd have to hear. I think this is much more of sort of a treatise, a libertarian treatise that should be written, because the whole homesteading versus whatever it is that he's claiming here is kind of irrelevant, in the sense that there's not that much new land out there. Land is allocated as land is allocated at this point, at least in sort of the Western world, and there's not much you're going to do about it. So libertarian theory doesn't rest upon this. And one thing that's sort of important to me is look, I don't, people sort of say, well, what would have happened when the Huns and the Ostrogoths did such and such? I can't really say prior to today whether or not libertarian theory would work in a given circumstance. What I can say is that it can now. And all I'm asking from you is to allow me to opt out of your coercive government program. Mm. So I don't need a homestead theory in order to base my theories on morality.
I think that what you say is sort of true, that land is allocated, but there's a lot of land that is not properly allocated, meaning the government-owned land, you know, what is it, two-thirds of the West is government-owned, federal government-owned. And so there is a question of, if we do get to this sort of stateless society, what happens? If the federal government disappears tomorrow, how do we allocate that land?
It'll be fine.
And I think homesteading could be a factor in that. 855-450-FREE, this is Free Talk Live.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Mm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Join us on the radio waves here. Moments remain, but enough time for you. If you dial in now at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. Mark, what is the Free Talk Live AMP program?
The AMP program is really sort of your ability to help spread the ideas of liberty. Free Talk Live does something that really no other organization in the world is doing. We're spreading the ideas of liberty to the average individual out there.
Anyone who can scan their radio band.
Right. So we're much more of a sort of a push medium than so many of these other libertarian organizations, which I would call a pull medium. These are marketing terms. So a push medium sort of puts your idea out there.
We're broadcasting.
Whereas a pull medium, kind of, you put some advertising out and the people come in. So a podcast would be much more of a pull medium, a radio program push medium. So right. Free Talk Live does this and really
pushers
in a way that
your first hits free
in a way that other other organizations aren't able to do. There is another pro liberty radio program out there, but Free Talk Live dwarfs it in size. And so, I'm all for that. I think, I'd love the dial to be full of folks like the Freedom Fiends.
Sure.
But, Free Talk Live's been doing a long time, and we're really, we can spread our message farther and wider with more marketing dollars.
That's right.
And if you just join the AMP program, we get none of it. We keep none of that money. It does not go to paychecks. It simply goes to spread the ideas of liberty farther and wider.
Yeah, so we want to get more radio stations, more satellite signals, more internet connections tuned to Free Talk Live so we can spread the ideas. And you want to help us with that? It's $5 a month. You can do it with any major credit card through PayPal. Use Visa or MasterCard right there on our website. And Bitcoin. We will take Bitcoin for AMPs as well. So go and get signed up at amp.freetalklive.com. You're also helping AMP the LRN.fm. which is our radio network that features dozens of great liberty-oriented shows. So that's another way to help out. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. A-M-P as in advertise, market, and promote. Amp.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun. Tom, listening in New York, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hi, what's up?
Hey, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Yeah, first of all, thank you for everything you do, but I just want to know what is the difference, if any, between, you know, nipple nudity and complete nudity. Are you guys only promoting nipple or complete nudity?
I'm promoting that people should be treated equally when it comes to public property, and I think that, first of all, I don't think public property should exist, but as long as it does, people should be treated equally, and so therefore, if men should be able to be topless, then so should women. I personally don't...
Even if they don't want to.
I personally... No. People should be able to wear what they want. I personally don't think that there's a problem with full nudity in public places. In fact, Vermont, it's completely legal statewide to be nude in public, and everything's okay. Now, Mark disagrees with me on that point, but I think Mark would agree that toplessness should be treated equally.
Yeah, that would be an equal protection.
I don't personally see a difference between a woman who's topless and complete nude. You know, I see it all the same.
Well, the argument would be, and I agree with you.
Do you see a difference between a man who is topless and a man who is completely nude?
Yeah.
Do you see that you do see a difference there?
So you're saying there's no difference with a woman, but there's a difference with a man? What's the difference between them?
Because I do think that a woman's nipples are the same as, you know, it's the same as what a man has between his legs, you know.
Why do you think nipples is the same as a man, what a man has between his legs? But I thought you said that there was no difference between a woman being topless and a woman being nude, but that there is a difference between a man being topless and a man being nude. Did I misunderstand?
That's correct.
What I'm saying is that a man who's topless is nothing, but, you know, so if it, I understand why he could be topless and not nude, but a woman, if she, I don't care if she is, but if she could be topless, I would think it's the same thing as she could be nude. You know,
did you take biology in high school?
Yeah.
Okay, so you know that men have nipples and women have nipples, and that men have genitalia and women have genitalia. And what you're claiming is that women's nipples are genitalia, but men's nipples are not genitalia. Is that what you're trying to claim?
I'm not saying that at all, but it is way different. That's all I'm saying.
Why is it way different?
It just is. Ask any guy in the street.
Well, that is a circular argument, sir, and it does not actually follow.
Well, guys in the street are going to say that women's nipples are more interesting than men's nipples because guys in the street tend to be heterosexual.
Well,
right.
A gay guy might say something different.
Right.
He might say that he's really attracted to men's nipples.
And we're not really talking about what people think here as much as what we're talking about is equal protection under the law. Do you think a woman who chooses to take her shirt off in a place where men have their shirts taken off should go to jail?
No.
All right. Then that's it. That's all the law's got. The
Thanks
law's
for the
got jail.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it. Let's go to a different Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Dave.
Are you kidding?
Kidding what?
Are you kidding? Was that some sort of ad about nipples for someone who doesn't give two first of all, the whole ad about nipples and whatnot, but it has no relevance to me personally because I'm a guy.
There's no ad about nipples. I don't know what ad you're referring to.
There was literally 15 seconds ago, there was someone, I don't know, some sort
this
of...
This is a talk radio show. We're not
a conversation.
Not an advertisement.
Okay.
The pre-recorded ad was talking about...
No. Sorry, there's no pre-recorded ad.
There was a caller.
Here.
Okay.
We had
right.
a caller. It's a talk radio show. So what are you saying, though? Go ahead.
Okay, then let's forget about that. Okay, let's forget about that. What I originally called for about an hour ago was Saturday night's show was about millennials and millennials not calling about, you know, why they never would call people in, you know, in regular fashion. You know, why
right.
would
it was,
millennials are more likely to use texting than
texting versus
call.
Telephone
right.
calling, yes.
Right, yes, yes, that's correct. And so that's why I called originally, and then I, you know.
So what about it?
Are you a millennial?
Yes. Yes.
Excellent. Congratulations on using the phone. Go ahead.
So what about it? What are your thoughts?
Yes, so I originally called for that reason, and then I was let go for hours, and I wasn't even called back, and then I was let on.
No one let you go. You were on hold for a little bit. You dropped off the line, and then you just called back. So I don't know what you're referring to. But now you're on the radio, so rather than complaining, let's hear what you have to say to our audience.
Okay.
If you're going to say it, do it now. All right, goodbye. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
One of the realities of talk radio is that we can only take one telephone call at a time.
Yeah.
And I swear to
We could take more than one at a time. We had some conference calls this week.
Yeah. It gets complicated.
Generally, we don't.
Right. So one of the reality of talk radio is that we generally do not take more than one call at a time. Yes, we could put you all on at one time on like some kind of weird 1980s party call or something like that.
Party line.
Yeah, the party lines back, you know, the one, call 1-900-PARTY.
Did you ever do that? I never did.
Never. I didn't see any point.
I always heard about them, but I never...
Right. It just didn't make no sense to me. So you're going to have to wait your turn, generally, and waiting stinks. Nobody likes waiting.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's just how that goes. We'll get to you as quickly as we can.
Yep. I actually had, he was on hold when we had Dave, the other Dave in New Hampshire, on the air with us, and I actually had the intention of getting to him shortly thereafter, but... He dropped off the line, and he claimed he was hung up on. Look, I don't know if there was some sort of problem with the phone system.
Terribly sorry.
Yeah, I didn't see anything about that. When I was on Chris Cantwell's show on Friday night, Radical Agenda, which you can download over at radicalagenda.com, it was actually a really good show. One of his listeners called and claimed that that we'd banned his phone calls, and I said, I'm sorry. No, he said that someone else said that we'd banned their calls, and I'm like, well, that's a lie. And Chris backed me up. He's like, yeah, they wouldn't do that on Free Talk Live. So, you know, if there's some sort of issue that you believe has happened, you can always call with, like, let's say the board op does something we don't know about. Maybe the board op knows that you cursed last time, because that dude almost said the S word.
He came really close.
maybe the board op knows that you had cursed the last time you called, and he's not comfortable, and he does something I don't know that he does, like, you know, not let you on. Well, call on Skype. That goes right past the board op, and it goes right here into the Keene studios. So if there's any kind of issue, just bring it to my attention. We're not screening any calls out here on Free Talk Live. In fact, Mark, I did discover that you had banned James Witt from the Skype, and I unbanned him when I discovered that. Shame on you. You're not supposed to ban people from Free Talk Live. Let's go to TJ. Speaking of Skype, that's where he is. Go ahead.
I just want to let you know.
Super distorted, TJ. It sounds like you are very, very loud.
Drop off, just cut me off the air.
I'm sorry.
But,
go ahead.
I had a question. So, how, as a libertarian, you know, when I'm out in public, I really don't want to see, because I'm gay, I don't want to see female breasts exposed. But I'm also the kind of person, if I see something I don't want to look at, I'm just like, well, I'll just turn my head or not look at it. And a lot of people seem to be like, I'm offended, and my children are with me, and I'm so offended, I'm going to take pictures of it and stand around and call the cops and complain.
Yeah, I don't know if that was going to be a question, but we don't have time to get to it. But thanks for the call tonight, TJ, and join us tomorrow, where we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.